Rockabye Baby, written by Willow Rose, narrated by Rebecca Cade for Hot Ghost Productions. Chapter 1. I'm doing my Zumba class. I'm sweating heavily while glancing anxiously at the baby carriage on the other side of the window, where my princess is sleeping heavily next to all the other babies who've come with their mommies to the Mommy and Me Zumba Extraordinaire that the local fitness center in Carrick-Speckmead hosts every Monday morning. Monday, naturally, because they know Monday is the day every mom wants to start a new life of exercise and diet. The carriage is not moving. She's still asleep, I think, relieved, while I push myself and dance to the fast rhythms, trying hard to sweat off the butt giving birth to my third child has given me. I'm 41. I'm not as tired as my mother says I am. I have enough energy to do it all. I know I do. When I come home, the baby is still sleeping. I eat an organic, low-carb, fat-reduced lunch and drink a smoothie made from beet, spinach, lemon, and apple. I drink a skinny latte afterwards while reading the Zealand Times. My old friend from high school, Rebecca Franck, has an article in the paper about a fire in Nevesteed, the biggest city close to us. I read it, feeling good, happy and energized from the exercise and healthy food. I detect a typo in the third line of the article. It annoys me. I pick up my iPhone and call the newspaper to let them know. They tell me that they are very sorry and that they'll make sure to tell whoever is responsible. I hang up feeling good about myself. If people make a mistake, they need to know. The baby is making sounds. I pick her up and bring her to the changing table. Quiet, cleanliness, and regularity. Those are the key words to having a baby. I change the diaper and tickle her stomach. Josephine is 3 months old. I gave birth to her on a Sunday, after only 3 hours of labor. I had a natural birth. No sedatives, just me and nature. I gave birth in water in my own house. The midwife came to help, but I didn't need her much. I didn't even need my husband. Like the first two times, I did it by myself. I took control of the birth. It's my body, I told them when they wanted to discuss anesthesia. I told them I found it repulsive that they wanted to sedate me. I told them that women through all times, in all kinds of countries, had done this without being sedated, so why shouldn't I? I'm not a natural blonde. But I do color it, which I'll admit to if asked, but I won't reveal that I recently had a laser treatment.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?